In this book, you will find the latest investigations related to happiness and the answers to what it is and how to achieve it. You will also find what happens if you don't achieve happiness and what happens when the inconvenience and barriers to achieving happiness appear. It will all be explained in a clear and simple way in order to offer you an enriching experience that will be able to help you in your personal search for achieving happiness, but a happiness that will be real, possible, and attainable, and above all, lasting. Therefore, happiness will not only be something that involves a temporary state, but being an emotion, it will have an impact on the way of thinking, feeling, and behaving. That is, one will feel happy with all the organism. On the other hand, an emotion of activation such as euphoria or rage will be expressed in high levels of stress, which will provide a false clarity of thought, a feeling of, now I understand everything and I can decide anything without making mistakes. The decision-making process of people with alexithymia is most likely to be logical, cold and calculated. They make decisions that are scarcely taken, bearing in mind what is convenient for all, based on pros and cons, where the column that adds up becomes the optimal decision without giving improvisation a chance. People with high levels of alexithymia are exposed to suffer greater physical health problems with the appearance of ulcers and other psychosomatic disorders. With respect to stress, knowing how to contextualize what is happening is essential to revitalizing stress. Also, knowing that what is felt is the result of a specific moment and that over time, the problems that arise can be overcome or at least avoided. Stress is also related to health problems, since when high levels of stress are maintained, the body wears out more quickly, hence the importance of having a proper development of emotional intelligence. Humor is for researchers one of the most puzzling phenomena. It is something to which people are used to since childhood. Nevertheless, it is difficult to describe and decipher. What is humor? What causes humor? How does the brain function in the face of humor? If a humorous situation is observed, it will quickly trigger a euphoric reaction that can reach laughter, changing the mood in an instant. But if that same situation is seen again and again, it loses its meaning and it is not funny. The benefits of humor seem to be well known. Hence, it has been developed a technique called laughter therapy, in which there is an attempt to concentrate all its benefits on health. It consists on laughing and laughing for half an hour or more. Some authors have found that dopamine, which plays a prominent role in both pain and pleasure pathways, can affect at the same time those people who have genetic-based structural alterations of the brain, causing the paradox by which some people feel pleasure with pain. Therefore, if we want children to have more possibilities of being happy in the future, we will have to invest in positive experiences and in an adequate education based on the development of EI, trying to enhance the typical characteristics of extraversion, holding back as far as possible the traits of neuroticism. Therefore, happiness is not something that should be sought in an isolated place, such as a retreat center or a monastery. It can be achieved in the place where we live, with the people we are living with, as long as the adequate strategies are used to improve what we do and thereby attain greater satisfaction by achieving personal goals, and all of this thanks to positive psychology. In this book, we have highlighted the results of the latest scientific research that analyzes the elements that facilitate and hinder the achievement of happiness. We have also commented on which are the most used paths and what inconveniences can be found in them. Finally, and as a reflection, we have indicated which are the most that can prevent achieving happiness and what consequences they bring on a person's life. This is an essential manual to understanding the world of happiness and how to achieve it.